Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and let's go. And man, it's starting off. Man, I tell you, I'm so, the drama and all of the, oh my, this is happening, that's happening.
So
it is
out.
So, James Harden, and here's a story by Tim McMahon this morning, just popped. This morning on ESPN.com, James Harden and the Houston Rockets are at a breaking point. Well, duh. But it does give some, it talks about the culture of the Houston Rockets and the culture of James Harden. And it has some stuff in it that's pretty interesting that we didn't really know. Here's something that he says. If the Rockets had 2 or 3 days between games, it was a good bet Harden would call for an off day and charter a private jet to party in Las Vegas or another city. He always gets an excused absence from the first practice after the All-Star break for the same reason. Unless they were on the front end of a back-to-back set, it was essentially a sure thing that the Rockets stayed overnight or even an extra day after games in Los Angeles, Phoenix, and other road cities that rank among Harden's favorite stops. Just James being James, is currently within the franchise, say. But now they're
Within the franchise.
Those currently within the franchise.
Errol, man.
Say.
I mean, you can't. God, when you, it's already a players' league. The players have already overtaken the league. When you go even further on your own team and just say James, it's not like this isn't something we talked about 100 billion times. But to see it in confirmation, that's just like the Easter Beat. This is like the Easter Beat stuff. To get it confirmed. Yeah. In a long-form article?
Well, that stuff we really didn't know, that James made him stay in a city
for
an extra day.
We just know they sucked.
Yeah.
I was going to say something that for sure I shouldn't say.
We knew who the boss of the organization was, a former Rockets assistant coach said. That's just part of what the deal is when you go to Houston. The players, coaches, GM, owner all know it. I don't blame James. I blame the organization. It's not his fault. He did what they allowed him to do. They kind of did. I mean,
oh, no.
But here's the thing. Is they say, you know, there's actually in the organization, it's not unanimous that it was a bad thing. In the organization, they say, what are you going to do? This is a players league. And guess what? Ever since James got here, haven't missed the playoffs. And he's one of the best players in the league. This is how you got to act.
You know what? That's called selling your soul.
And it's
you sold your soul. This is not the only way to do it.
Uh-huh.
This is not the only way. It's a players league. Let him go to Vegas. It's a players league. Don't make him show up for practices. Create a culture where people know that they don't have to treat, you know, that he's not in it the same way they are. That's stupid. I mean, that's stupid. Whoever's saying that doesn't have any understanding of what building a real culture of accountability and championship drive. And when Chris Paul came in, Chris Paul probably wasn't about that kind of stuff at all. And then James says, get him out.
Uh-huh.
Get him out. I mean, this is a joke. And, you know, for Tillman to allow this, Tillman, ultimately the buck stops with Tillman and Les Alexander. For those two guys to allow this was bad. But, you know, really, Daryl has to take a crap ton of blame. Because Daryl did everything that James wanted, obviously. I mean, it's obvious now.
No. Yeah, no. And they talk about all the moves, the Kevin McHale, the Chris Paul, the Dwight Howard, the Russell Westbrook, everything. He talks about everything. And, yes, everything was to placate James, everything. Houston's casual culture appalled Westbrook. In Oklahoma City, he enjoyed the same sort of superstar privileges as Harden has had in Houston, and the Thunder operated with the discipline of a military unit under Westbrook's watch. Westbrook didn't tolerate tardiness. With the Rockets, scheduled departure times were treated as mere suggestions by Harden and others.
Oh, my God.
Nothing ever starts on time, a former Rockets staffer said. The plane is always late. The bus is never on time. It's just an organized AAU team. That can't, you can't have that. You cannot have it. On one occasion in the Florida bubble, Harden waited to get his daily COVID-19 testing until just before the Rockets film session was scheduled to start. When he wasn't on time, Westbrook barked, "Start the film, start without him." D'Antoni explained that they just have to start over when Harden arrived, which didn't do much to calm Westbrook. This is the same, you know, this is the same kind of stuff that Charles and Clyde had.
Yeah.
Charles couldn't take Clyde because Clyde is notoriously late for everything. Yeah.
He was late for his first coaching outing at University of Houston. And you know, that's the thing about Russell Westbrook. He's about it. You can say what you want about crazy Russell. Russell plays stupid, all that stuff. Well, I've said all that stuff. But Russell cares. Russell wants to win. And even Russ, who's boys with James, he just couldn't take it anymore. He just couldn't take it anymore. I mean, this is, and then they go, they literally placate James this entire time. And then he gets to throw a Joffrey fit and say, I want a chance to win a championship. It's like, dude, we're here because of you. We're in this position because of you. This is just disgusting to me. Yeah. I mean, it really is disgusting. And the idea that there's no such thing as authority anymore has got to stop. The NBA is going to have to take their league back, and you got to take it. And the Rockets are going to have to take their team back. You can't just have anybody do any kind of thing. And you know, the thing that Kyrie Irving did was terrible. You're just a bunch of pawns, and I'm not going to do this and that. And Kevin Love called him on. I'm like, no, yeah, that's super disrespectful. When you call somebody a pawn, you're being super disrespectful. They fine the organization $25,000. They fine the Nets. They fine Kyrie $25,000. Then he talked, and he was fine. He was fine. And I get not, like, that's fine not want to talk to the media and all that. The media is a conduit to the fans. The media is a conduit for a team to sell tickets and keep interest. You want people, trust me, you want people interested in a team because I can tell you when James isn't here, the interest level is going to wane for the Rockets. We saw it before James was here. They had a scrappy team. People just didn't really care. It's important that you do certain things. And Adam Silver's just been he's frankly been a pushover. Like a lot of the stuff I get, the social justice stuff at that time and all that, I get all that. But this is really, it's already, like it is a players' league. They gang up to make their own team, so it's irrelevant. I don't know how much of it you can do, but that's nothing compared to what the Rockets did. The Rockets created a culture where James was the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, James was the boss. Can you believe that?
No. Yes. What do you mean? You've known this for how long?
I know, but it's just, but to hear.
Why, just because you see it in print?
Just to get confirmation, it just pisses me off. And then to get more stories like that?
Yeah, no.
They would wait for planes where an organized AAU team, you know who's the same thing as us with AJ. We've always got to wait for AJ to get on the afternoon show. Organized chaos. People are running around, sitting at the chairs, answering phones.
Boss, that's not me.
Oh,
that's
look
Lance.
At me.
I don't not.
I'm Tyler. I'm sitting in a. I'm Tyler theory. Sitting at a computer typing stuff. Just like people all over. AD's got a mask on, running all over the place.
That's good.
Esme's
protocol.
At the front. Lord Beavers is walking the halls, doing stuff.
What do you mean? That's what they do. This. What are you talking about?
It just feels like organized chaos.
No, it's
Michael Carroll.
That's a walk around business.
Recording stuff.
Yeah.
Jose Partida in and out of that one room
that's
over
the,
there.
Yeah, well, that's the producer's room. That's where he should be.
But it feels like it's chaos.
Oh, no. See, this is different.
On the sales side, people in cubicles.
Yeah. No. Well,
hope.
The way AJ is treated around here, you know, he gets everything he wants. Okay. Yeah.
I want Carbach, a bunch of beer to come in here.
Let's have a happy hour every show.
Hey, let's have a happy hour every show. Let's have food come up here from Casa de Brazil.
Yeah,
here it is.
Let's just drink every show, all right? So, and Mr. Giles,
do
like,
do you get
okay.
a drink every show?
No, I don't.
Would you if you could?
Yeah.
Do you get to?
No.
Does AJ?
Thank you, yeah.
Well, mostly Fridays, I think.
Or
when Carbach comes.
Yeah. No, because AJ's
organized
entitled.
Organized chaos.
Because you've entitled AJ.
AJ Harden.
Yeah. So here's how this thing is summed up. You can't get mad at your kid if you let him eat candy every night, and then suddenly one night you don't, and they throw a tantrum. You're the one who let them eat candy every night, said one Houston, an ex-Houston assistant coach. The Rockets turned the organization over to James, and now they have to live with the fallout. That's a fact. This is not anything. Is this?
Oh no, it is.
Other than the late planes and they have to stay in cities that James likes. You know, those are details we didn't really know. But this is. I'm surprised this hasn't come out earlier with guys who've left the organization and said this. It's a what a disaster this is that you let this guy run the organization.
Joel will talk about all that, but I'm sure Joel's seen some of that. Yes, sure. Although it's
well, he was on those planes.
Yeah, it sounds like it's gotten worse over the last
last
3 years when Joel hasn't been there. But
might have, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that this is none of this is surprising. This is what the Rockets were gonna. This is exactly how you picture this organization. Hey, you dropped that. You know what, Joel's gonna be. Hey, Dell, you missed the garbage right there.
I'll be back because I got to come back in there.
Oh, but what? In the meantime, Joel might come in and see that garbage on the floor.
Well, I hope Joel didn't see Lance's bloody rag he left.
Yeah, did you see that?
I threw it away.
No. As soon as you left, too, Joel, these headsets, Joel threw them over there. Lance, he was pissed. He was pissed because you left your headsets up here. Yeah.
Well, he's filthy.
But you are filth. You're filth and flarn.
I'll be back. Relax.
Oh my God, there's dirt now. Everybody on the Twitch
they
can see this. Okay.
I can't see it.
It's gross in here now. You know what? I don't feel like I'm comfortable with the COVID the protocol in here.
So you're going to scream like a guy we're going to have audio from later?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some good audio from someone who's none too pleased.
Does he say, name a team, and the other one say, like, it's embarrassing, and he says the B word? Is it two hosts of a radio show?
No.
Do
the show. No, that's not it. That's not it. This is about COVID. This is about not following COVID protocols.
Oh, okay.
Like Dell, what if that paper has COVID all over it? Now
are you going to touch it?
No, but it's right here on the floor near me instead of in the garbage where it's safe, where nobody can get COVID from it.
James Harden and Rockets at a breaking point, man. This is some sweet stuff.
Yeah, this is great. It's 7-Eleven ESPN 97.5.
Sweet article.
713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Maybe the Rockets could use some testosterone to handle James.
Well, I don't know if they need it or not. I know that you might need it. And when I say you, I mean usted, Houston. You might. Ustedes. Men's Tea Clinic, 5 locations in Houston. They make it so easy to drop in. Obviously making a scheduled appointment gets you in quicker and stuff like that. But you can drop in and fill out your little paperwork, and then you get tested, and they'll have the results. And I'll never forget when I had my results come in, because I was very fatigued. But it was their idea to get me tested and find out. And I thought the fatigue was just lack of sleep. And that obviously is part of it. But they found that my numbers were much lower than anticipated. And I started the treatments. And I can tell you this. This is what happens. My energy level by the third day, and they said this would happen, was way different than it had been. Way different. I felt like I had so much more drive. The next thing I saw was as I continued to do my walk, and I'd come home in the evening, I'd get my walks in and all that. I had been doing it already. Big difference in terms of body type. Big difference. And you will see a spike for many people in libido. You will see a difference in your attitude and the way you feel and your personality. It really can lift that gray cloud off of you. And if that's something that's really kind of beating you down, you're in a funk, it could be low testosterone. That is a big problem. So make sure that you have a chance to live your best life and you get back to being the real you with menstclinic.com. Visit one of the 5 locations or just stop by the website, click menstclinic.com and find out more about the company, menstclinic.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You got any thoughts on this James Harden thing? There's other stuff to talk about that we will. But you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Rockets won last night, by the by. So that did happen. They beat the Spurs in the penultimate preseason game that they will have. Just 4-2 in Chicago and now 2 against the Spurs here. So we got that going on. And if you want to get in, anything that you want to talk about from that or whatevs, 713-780-3776 is the number here on ESPN 97.5. Matt does want to get in here and talk about the Houston Rockets. What do you say, Matt?
Hey, man, good morning. Hey, I wanted to talk about James Harden, the Rockets. Man, I had my brother-in-law over last night, and I finally had to let it out. I've been a James Harden fan since he came over. You know, I got his shoes. I started switching out my attire from Adidas to Nike. Did all deal. Took my kids to the game. Got the fake beard, all that stuff. So, you know, you don't want to admit the failures he has in the playoffs and you know, who he has given to play with, you know, with Dwight Howard, CP3, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony. I mean, he's got a list of players that he was able to do it with. Now, my thing is this. Why, if he wants out and he wants to go out this type of way, do you honestly think the Houston fan base, as much as we had his back and do it that way, is really going to have your back like this? This is not like, okay, my favorite class is 03, LeBron, D-Wade, that class right there. Now, I never in my life thought I will own a Lakers jersey in my closet. I have a LeBron Lakers jersey because I like LeBron James. If Harden goes to the Knicks or wherever, I'm not buying his jersey. You know, that hate of him leaving, that is gone. So I guess I had a rant this morning. I love your guys' show. You guys have a good one, man. Take care.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks for calling. And that's what I brought that up yesterday. I feel like people who are Harden fans as Rockets are really Rockets first, Harden second. I don't get the feeling that they're going to be rolling with Harden jerseys wherever he goes next. I don't think a majority of people are going to do that. This is not the same as and let's face it, in terms of the primetime greats, there's really only two that I can think of who travel, and that's Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Everyone else pretty much stays with their team so far for the most part. So we haven't really seen a lot of this. But I can tell you, I don't think a lot of Houston fans are gonna still be, you know, buy James Harden stuff type of fans when he's on a different team. I don't think that's going to happen. I think a lot of people are going to be turned off by this.
Oh yeah, I think that James' legacy here, if he leaves in over the next couple of months, I think James's legacy here is going to be that he was a great scorer, but he couldn't win. He didn't win at the highest level. He never brought a championship. This crap about him being the greatest Rocket ever is a load of crap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a load of crap. You know, he's a great, great player. One of the most prolific scorers in the game. That doesn't make you
there's
the
more
best
than statistics
player in this organization.
Yeah, it's really not that close because there's more than statistics.
Well, there's another end to the court.
Yes, well, that's right. I mean, that's a really good point too. And Dream was
the best.
Prolific on both sides and had a winning demeanor and winning persona,
mm-hmm.
and made winning plays at the biggest moments. I mean, this is in reality, the basketball character of the two guys, like Dream ain't going to Vegas when you got 2 days off. He's not chartering a flight to Vegas. You think Dream was doing all this stuff that's in the article? No way.
No. And, oh, by the way, Dream didn't impose his will on the entire organization and they didn't entitle him, no, either. I mean, they just didn't. This is just as much on Daryl Morey. This is an indictment on Morey and Les and everybody in that organization that let this happen. Because I don't think even LeBron doesn't get. Michael Jordan didn't get this kind of.
They don't want this stuff. They're trying to win championships.
Dennis Rodman. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Dennis Rodman. You're having a good show today, John. You're having a good show.
Yeah.
Some neat stuff coming out of there. But right now, that's not really used in context.
You use that wrong.
I used it on Ross Villarreal today. He's like, oh, you think James Harden's fat? What about this? And he took the picture of where James looks like he's skinny James shooting shots. I went, neat stuff, Ross. So, that's how you use it. But you're right. Dennis Rodman is the guy that got that. They could take off to Vegas.
Just anytime. And then
Is he going to
show
Rodman.
Up? I don't know. We don't know. What about James for camp this year? Is he going to show up? I don't know.
Wow.
We don't know. He's the new Dennis Rodman. They've entitled him like Dennis Flippin' Rodman. That's terrible.
And the Bulls did it for 3 years just to try to win a championship. But LeBron and Jordan aren't going to do those things. They might get preferential treatment in certain areas, but their whole goal is to win championships. They're that worried about legacy. James is worried about legacy, so he's going to try to go to another team to help him win. I mean, great player, not a guy you want to create any kind of a culture around. And the Rockets did.
Did James come in a bit overweight?
I mean, it looked like in that picture, but in the video, he looks kind of normal.
No, well, I don't know. He looks like he's kind of... Well, James is going to be three bills when he's done playing.
And you've said that for a while.
Yeah, yeah. He's thick. James is thick.
James is probably not in great shape right now, but he was playing a lot of basketball before. I don't know about now, but...
Well, he ate a lot of honey buns, too, apparently.
Does he look
court? He doesn't look skinny, I'll tell you that.
No.
And you know what? He's still James, and he can still turn the ball. He can still have 4 assists and 3 turnovers. He can still, go 3 for 10 from the field. That's, he can do all those things. So, listen, James Harden, he's going to be Woo James. He'll get in shape because he has to run now. But he, it looks like he came in a little thick.
Oh, yeah.
Now that picture that's going around, that meme, apparently, I don't know, who said Rockets fans are none too pleased because everybody's making fun of how fat James is.
Supposedly Rockets Twitter is going.
Yeah, Rockets Twitter's not happy.
Oh yeah, watch this one. Have you seen the video of him shooting?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll show it to you because it's supposedly recent and made it look like James is in the greatest. But remember, James has some different angles. Remember the one that made him look emaciated?
Yeah.
But then when we saw him when he was running the hill, but then we're like, this looks like regular James.
Yeah.
I don't get this.
Yeah, no. I think I don't.
We had his trainer on and we were talking to him, like, what's the deal with James, man? He looks like he's in incredible shape, like he's really leaned down. Like, yeah, he lost a little bit of weight, but he goes, but he's around where he plays at, and like, I don't know. He looks like he's 140 now. And then we saw him like, oh, yeah, this looks pretty much just like James, mm-hmm. But there was some crazy angle that made James look like so gaunt.
Well, I don't know. There are probably a lot of angles to James. James is going to be big. He's barrel chested. Yeah, he's a big dude. So, but neither here nor there. You know what I want? Help. Okay. Is James going to be here in 2 months? Is James going to be a Rocket in 2 months?
No. Does this hurt the Rockets' leverage? I don't think it matters.
No.
You had to know what you're getting.
Well, here's the deal.
James will try to be on his best
behavior.
James
better know what's in for him, because when he goes to the Nets, he ain't going to be late for the plane. They ain't staying in Vegas. They ain't letting him charter private and none of that crap. James, you don't know how good you got it. You are entitled here. You ain't getting this treatment anywhere else, especially on a team that's trying to win a championship. And that's what infuriated Russell Westbrook, is that they didn't have that championship culture. They had James culture. I don't care. Oh, well, we're in the middle of so we get a couple days off. I'm going to take off for Vegas. See you guys. And oh, by the way, I'm not sure I'll be back on time for the plane, so just wait for me. What? You ain't getting that treatment, James. You better watch what you ask for, what you wish for. Oh, you ain't going to go somewhere where you tell them, get rid of this guy, and they're going to get rid of this guy. You ain't going somewhere where you tell them, sign that guy, and they're going to sign that guy.
No, once you leave the Rockets, which is fine by me, but once you leave the Rockets, James, as the only child syndrome, who gets everything he wants, that's over. I mean, that stuff is over, because once you go to another team with stars, that's over. It's you're coming into their team. They're not coming into your team. Yeah, you're right. You're not going to be able to say, I don't want to play with Kevin Durant anymore. I don't want to play with Kyrie, although I could see. Look, if you think Kyrie and James are going to get along long term, there's no chance.
There's zero chance.
Kyrie will flip out and do something publicly.
And he won't get along with Embiid. And he won't get along with it's just or Harris or any. If you don't play Kate James, and if he goes to Philadelphia, he's going to expect the same kind of treatment. Because Daryl's there. And Daryl's going to let, okay, well, we got to do this for James. Okay, James, because that James. Oh, really? You know what? And nowhere else will they go, wait a minute, James, this ain't your team. Wait a minute, James, you came here. We didn't go to see you.
Man, it went from being so good in Houston to so bad.
No, it's terrible. All the teams are terrible. All the teams.
What the hell? Well, the Astros aren't terrible, but they had. They were the worst scandal in Major League history. Well, besides that.
Besides that.
Yeah. Toxic culture started with the Brandon Taubman stuff. That was the first time we heard that. Then we heard toxic culture with Bill O'Brien and especially now Jack Easterby. Yeah. When O'Brien had one of his hit pieces put on Jack. He did have, like, Jack was in the Italian restaurant. Jack's got his back to the window. All the stuff you don't do in mob movies.
Yeah.
And they just came right in and just machine gunned the whole table with Jack. And then this, toxic culture with Jack. Literally, Houston has been labeled toxic culture in all three pro teams. Next up, Dynamo. Get ready. Your hit piece is coming soon.
They've been catching theirs anyway.
I'm sorry. Does Dana? Do we need to know something about Dana and the Cougs?
No, they're going bowling. Okay. So.
Okay. I don't want to hear that. Mike Bloomgren's got a toxic culture at Rice now.
A toxic culture. They go to a bowl game.
You know who doesn't have a toxic culture? Kelvin Sampson.
No, he doesn't.
They just play defense, and they're number six in the country. Yeah.
You know,
they're the Aggies of basketball, is what they're calling.
They had a COVID culture, and they still won.
Yeah.
How about that?
I can hoop on people with culture with COVID. You don't have to look. Del goes.
Del's got his head slanted now.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Nah, I couldn't.
You can't
hoop. I was super tired.
You can't even walk over a curb.
I can't shoot right now because my shoulder, it's getting better, but I can't even do a follow through. Like, this is how high I can go. It's better. Like, this is the best it's been. I'm getting close to being able to go out and shoot.
Well, you know, sometimes
the
scabs on herpes, they
it's not a herpes. I had a dislocated shoulder, torn labrum.
And you can't tell when
there's no herpes, no such thing as shoulder herpes.
Isn't it dormant? What do they call it?
No.
When you go.
It's not latent. It's
not
dormant.
Yeah, they're flare-ups. Yeah. I mean, it's not always active.
Now, sometimes I do get a shoulder, like a muscle spasm.
Yeah, that's a flare-up.
It's not a flare-up. They don't call them flare-ups.
Yeah,
it's called a muscle spasm.
Well, never goes away. We told you.
It's forever.
Just like herpes.
It's actually. I don't even want to say it, but it actually probably will always
be. It will always be. No, it will always be.
You've got it, right?
I still have to watch myself. If I go to the wrong, you got to watch forever. All right.
That's a good feeling.
Wait a minute. What about St. Arnold's? Is this the
St. Arnold's coming today. I'm pretty sure they'll bring some IPAs, the variety pack. But
what about fries?
St. Arnold is bringing food. I don't know. TBD. To be determined. I have no idea.
You know how we feel about that.
St. Arnold is bringing some delicious food, and John is hoping fries. And I hope for their sake they bring fries, too, because John will slander them if they don't bring their fries. They do have fries that you can have fresh and hot right out of the fryer and onto your plate when you go to the restaurant and beer garden. They have delicious pizzas. I'm hoping they bring some of that today. I mean, phenomenal. Their mushroom pizza is legitimately might be my favorite pizza in the entire city of Houston. I just like to throw on a little bit of Italian sausage as well. They've got delicious pizzas, great burgers, an incredible mac and cheese. Whether you love that side dish, you want to take your kids, and it is family friendly. All the different beers and ciders that they make are right there waiting for you, whether it's indoor or outdoor seating. Their outdoor seating is incredible. It's the best outdoor space that you're going to find in the city of Houston. It is truly beautiful. But I have to tell you, this food is awesome. So make sure that when you're thinking about your lunch or you're thinking about your happy hour or you're thinking even about your dinner, that you consider my friends over at St. Arnold. And, of course, for this holiday season, for Christmas, make sure you pick up delicious St. Arnold for your parties or just to enjoy for yourself at your local grocery store.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
No. It's the way it should be.
Oh, no. Somebody's got Harden photoshopped into the Johnny Rockets, you know, that place. I think that's the place in the
Johnny
airport.
Rockets is, yeah. Right? Oh, no, there's Johnny Rockets or is a chain.
Oh, is,
yeah.
And it said Harden repping the wrong Rockets team. And they got a picture of him that where he looks a little chunky. In his
One picture. Outfit. Somebody photoshopped that, made him, expanded him.
That could be, but the one Raheel sent was really bad.
Yeah,
it was
that's
really
what I'm saying, that one.
Yeah, but that one's not out there publicly. I think Raheel did that one.
Yeah.
And the Glory Boys text string. I mean, come on.
No.
I mean, this
that was
outlandish.
Photoshop.
This is Oliver Miller stuff.
So,
come on, y'all stop. And he still got those points.
So, so looks like Brandon Cooks is back. Randall Cobb probably won't return for the season. He's contemplating toe surgery. Brandon Dunn is done. See, I said yesterday on the show, I'm never going to play NFL football if you fracture your pelvis.
Yeah,
I don't want a
fracture.
No.
The only people I know fraction their pelvis.
Man, that's a...
are watching Chuck Woolery stuff. Or Tom Selleck. Listen, they're not trying to take your home with this reverse mortgage.
Okay.
When I see Tom Selleck doing reverse mortgage commercials, yeah. I'm like, oh, this is to an older audience.
Yes.
That's the fracture pelvis crowd.
He's still doing like that. Isn't he still doing Blue Bloods? What's he doing in
that
commercial?
He's still doing something.
He's network TV, still cashing checks. And
yeah,
he's doing
still
that
cashing
commercial?
Checks. And now he's telling people about reverse mortgages. And he's like, listen, they're not going to take
it. Is he the police commissioner or something?
Yeah. He's been doing that show for years. Cashing checks. He's got to do reverse mortgage commercials.
Yeah, he's going to do
reverse. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to convince you.
That man's bag?
He's got to convince you that,
think,
like,
you
listen.
You think to yourself, the CBS bag. That show's been on a long time. Those checks keep cashing. Why are we doing reverse mortgage commercials? You ain't got to do that, Tom Selleck. You've been on that show since 2010.
Mm. Oh, here's another. The Battle Red blog. Jack Easterby is Littlefinger. An inside look at Easterby's role with the Texans. Everybody's taking our stuff.
Sorry, we had that months ago.
Months ago.
Months.
Months.
Might have been last year.
Yeah. Last January when he signed
on. We had the
on.
Whole damn team signed up.
Ben called
we
him
got
Peter
all
Baelish.
The team.
Ben called him Peter Baelish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had to have long discussions about Littlefinger versus, who's the other one?
Lord Varys.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate
and
discussion.
Wormtongue.
You have to decide. No, we're not throwing Wormtongue in there. You always do Wormtongue. We're not doing
The Hobbit.
We're not doing Hobbit
stuff.
Oh,
what's the most popular ever movie? Academy Award winner. Oh, Lord of the Rings.
What is
Game
the
of Thrones?
More Emmys than ever
Nothing.
Than any show ever.
Just a whole lot of Emmys. Yes.
No. Record breaking.
Oh, really?
Emmy run.
How was season 7? Crap.
Good.
No.
Wasn't great.
Good.
Season, terrible.
Wasn't it season 8, which is the one that was?
Oh, is that it? Whatever.
Yeah, season 8.
Somebody said. Did you see the? What is the best season? What is the best series season ever? And they kept going to
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad season 5 for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones season 6.
Ooh, I thought Breaking Bad season 3 was really dope. When they had the twin brothers at the very beginning, and I think that's the season we get introduced to Gus Fring.
Ooh.
That was a really good season.
Season 6 had Battle of the Bastards, and you had Cersei killing everyone in the Sept.
Ooh, that's really good.
That is pretty good.
Ramsay Bolton, too. Ramsay was one of the ultimate. Ramsay's one of the great bad guys.
Yeah, but
guys
Joffrey's
ever.
Not in that one, right?
So.
He's long dead.
He's long dead for season 2.
He got crushed. What about The Wire? What about Wire season 2? That's a joke. Everyone hates. Well, a lot of people hate Wire season 2.
Right.
Or is it season 3?
Homeland season 2 was the worst It was the daughter kept whining. I wanted to punch her in the season face.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
Hey.
No, I just, I'm just saying.
You mean a teenage girl was annoying?
Yeah. Yeah. A teenage girl.
Imagine that.
But I was able to get through it, and it got much
better.
Stranger
Things season 3.
Stranger Things blows.
Do you watch Stranger Things?
I watched the first
season. No, not you. Him.
No, oh. I watched the first season.
He watched Umbrella Academy.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You can't listen to him. He
it's
watches,
too stupid.
Whatever, Pongo. We're not going to listen to you.
Okay.
You love Pongo.
Umbrella Academy season 1, awesome.
Season 2 is not bad either.
No, right.
I like Umbrella Academy, but I'm not going to take any. You call everyone nerds and you know who Pongo is.
I mean, yeah, Pongo. He's really gone in a different direction.
Pongo was a talking monkey.
But
yes, he was.
Stranger Things was good. Stranger Things was really good. It was like more of an adult version of the season 1. A more of an adult version of, I don't know, Goonies or one of those shows.
Yeah.
And season 2, I'm like,
stupid. Goonies was stupid.
I said, well, season 2's okay. And then by season 3, I'm like, I'll never watch this again. Orange is the New Black, good. Just like all the Jinji Kohan shows, they're good for the first 2 or 3 seasons, and then they go right in a toilet. Weeds is awesome the first 2 seasons. And
didn't
then
that
like,
thing last for 7 seasons or something?
Yeah.
How long was Weeds
I was
on
out.
The air?
I was out on it.
Yeah. Neat stuff. 713, 780.
That's the way it's done.
Yeah.
713.
It's just our transition.
713, 780, 3776. All right. The college football poll. Iowa State keeps creeping up, boys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you got to watch them. I mean, this could be the season, and we got a 2-loss because
A&M
they're going to win their championship.
A&M better watch themselves.
Should Notre Dame win? A&M better watch themselves. And should Notre Dame win, beat Clemson, Ohio State wins, Alabama wins, Iowa State could move into that fourth
Where's
spot.
Where's Oklahoma right now?
Pardon me?
Where's Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is 10th.
Huh. Because why wouldn't Oklahoma be afforded the same?
Because they lost a good Iowa State team. Who'd they? Oklahoma lost to TCU?
No, they lost. The problem, they have a bad loss to Kansas State.
Kansas State.
But if Oklahoma,
Kansas State and Iowa State.
But if Oklahoma beats, you know, the number 7 team in the country and Florida loses and Clemson loses, and why wouldn't they jump over A&M too?
I don't know.
Why are they so far down?
Why is Georgia at 8?
And they didn't even play.
Yeah, and Cincinnati dropped a spot.
Again.
Why? I mean, honestly, it's impossible.
The committee's telling you, I don't care who you are, if you're non-Power 5, forget about it. Forget about it. That's what they're telling you. Forget about it. You're undefeated. You're not playing. Other teams aren't playing. We'll drop you for no other reason than we can. Just to let you know you got no shot.
Just to let you know who you are.
Yeah.
Know who you are.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's
no
what
chance.
They are saying. It's ridiculous. Coastal Carolina is up to 12. USC moved up to 13. To me, that is so
3-2
because they only have 5 games. Okay, Ohio State has 5 games too.
Well, were they in Phil Steele's magazine? Because that's what everything's been. That's what their issue is. They weren't considered a great team coming in.
That's it. And you know what? Your preconceived notions should not. You shouldn't have preconceived notions about teams.
Well, and to be, I mean, USC's undefeated, but three of the five ain't been that impressive. So I can see why, if you look at them play, you're like, okay, you're not a top 4 team. But this is all about where they started, not what they're actually doing on the field.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, this is Alabama. We've seen it before, though, where Alabama was dominant during the regular season and then lost.
Yeah,
we've seen it before, but this team.
How does Florida recover? Well, Florida's only 7. What if Florida wins? Are they back in with 2 losses?
No, not with 2 losses. They're not.
Well, Iowa State's in with 2 losses. You think they have a shot? Florida
and they
beats,
wouldn't have beaten Alabama.
Yeah, Florida beats. Florida's
no,
not,
Texas A&M goes if Florida wins. Alabama's still there.
No, I'm not saying Alabama would drop, but if Iowa State has a chance to jump A&M with the win over Oklahoma, who's 10, why wouldn't Florida get the chance? I know they lost to them. I get the head-to-head, but why
would Florida? You really think Iowa State has a chance?
Well, yeah, you also – Florida also needs Notre Dame to beat Clemson.
Yeah, they need more help.
Because if Clemson beats Notre Dame, Notre Dame's still in.
Yeah, they need more help, yes.
Yeah, they need more help.
Than Iowa State. But,
okay, let's say it does happen, and Notre Dame beats Clemson, and Iowa State wins, and Florida wins. Who goes?
Florida would have the better win.
Florida does have the better win, but A&M, with 1 less loss, beat Florida. Heads up.
Yeah, and we saw it with Penn State against Ohio State a couple years ago. Penn State beat Ohio State head-to-head, won the Big Ten title, and Ohio State still made it with 1 loss. But this would be kind of different because A&M would have the one loss and beat Florida as opposed to what happened with Ohio State and Penn State.
And Florida's got one more loss.
Yeah. I don't know. Conference championships only mean something when they need it to mean something.
Right. Right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. If there's chaos on that last day on Saturday, wow. That'll be a lot of fun. And you know what? Usually there is.
What would you consider?
Usually there is a lot of chaos.
What would you consider chaos?
Chaos is Florida winning. Chaos is Notre Dame winning.
Chaos is a ladder.
Chaos is a ladder, Lance. And chaos is Ohio State losing. Any of those is chaos. Any of those switches, now all of a sudden the committee's got a lot of decisions to make.
If it comes down to it where it's a battle, your chaos happened, it's a battle between a two-loss Big 12 champion and A&M.
Oh, A&M's the winner.
I don't know. Why would
it? Because the Big 12's going to go, wait a minute, our champion? And this team didn't
even
play.
They're going to go, and this is what everyone's going to say. Here's what the meetings are going to be like. So what do you guys think? We got a one-loss A&M team. You got beat pretty handily by Alabama, but they're the best team in the nation. They do have a good win over Florida, but Florida just recently lost to LSU. And then also a two-win champion in the Big 12, and they'll do the quotation marks, and also a two-loss champion in the Big 12, and they'll go, yeah, we'll go at the SEC team with one loss. But what about the champion? And they'll keep doing that. They'll keep doing finger quotations and go, but what about the champion?
I don't know.
And they'll laugh, and then this is what they'll say, and like, shut up, Condoleezza. We're not doing
I don't think
this.
She's in it
she's
this
not,
year.
She's not in it this no. year. They'll say, shut up, Art. No, it wouldn't be RC. He would be. Yeah, RC would be doing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what about the champion Big 12 team?
Well, they're setting it up. They moved them to six for a reason, I think. It's not like they played and they moved. I know Florida lost, but they're at six. It feels like if things swing their way and they win, they're going to put them in over A&M. Like,
I know. I wouldn't be shocked A&M's at all
literally.
If they beat Oklahoma. Now, that's another win over Oklahoma, a quality opponent in the champion and being the champion of their conference. It wouldn't shock me at all if Iowa State doesn't jump them. All right, we got to take a break. 713-780-3776.
Site Jab doesn't take a break. They never take a break. They know that your business can't go on break. You've got to have a website to represent. You know, your website is your own representation. It's your own information page. What do you want your website to say about you? Well, you want people to know who you are. You want people to know the work that you've done. You want them to be able to, get a hold of you so that you can do this same work for your potential customers. And you want to get them excited about an opportunity to use your services. Maybe even want to put e-commerce on your website. This is all very important, but so is videos that can help brand you, a branding strategy, a social media strategy. All of these things are part of the portfolio of what makes SiteJab special. Yes, they can build your website in 3 to 6 weeks, customized. But what they can also do is help you raise and elevate the platform of your company so that more people see you and more people know who you are as a business, so your small or medium-sized business can thrive thanks to the brand new website they're helping to build you. Look, you're doing it. I mean, they'll build it for you, but it's your service and it's your work. Don't you think it deserves the very best platform? And you are going to get what you pay for with SiteJab. And they're not one of the most expensive out there, not even close. So they're very reasonably priced. They're right here in the city of Houston. They can meet with you in person or virtually. It doesn't matter, but they're going to build it out for you. 3 to 6 weeks with my friends over at SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the Coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
LaMotta's officially blaming us for kissing Daryl Morey's colon.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of calling that BS slumber party out. Number one, I had no idea about practices. I mean, Rockets did a pretty good job of not letting that stuff get out. And surprisingly, I guess James must have pretty good relationships, personal relationships, because when players left, you didn't hear anything. There was just a no snitch
mentality, I guess, with all those guys who were in there. So I never heard about they couldn't leave the plane because Daryl, I mean, because James wouldn't show up. I mean, I did call out the one thing that really bothered me about Daryl and about analytics guys in general is that they don't seem to have a good feel for chemistry. They just don't. I don't think they think chemistry matters because it's not a data set. And I don't care if you don't have a data set on chemistry. You need to feel chemistry. You need to have a feel for putting personalities together, and you need to have, you need to understand accountability. That's the biggest problem is I knew they let James do whatever, but it got worse and worse. Like, I think it was okay in Houston. Well, I didn't hear about any problems. It was the Chris Paul thing was the first time I was like, okay, I know they let James get away with some stuff or have some control. The Kevin McHale, a lot of people wanted Kevin McHale gone. Dwight was a goofball. Nobody's liked Dwight wherever he's been. He always rubs people the wrong way. More serious people, remember, and with the Lakers, they couldn't wait to get rid of Dwight. But the Chris Paul thing, for James to come out publicly, and remember, that was 2019 season, right? Yeah. No, 18-19. And we're talking 19, Lamont, when he came out and said, I know what the problem is. And then Daryl, this is the first time I was like, why is Daryl lying publicly that there's no problem and that there's no way that Chris Paul is going to be traded? That made no sense to me. When the article dropped and then they traded him, that was the first time I thought, Daryl just publicly lied about something that he had no reason to lie about. You just no comment or you just don't answer the question. And then for James to publicly go out there, and he didn't put Russ out there, or he didn't put Chris Paul out there directly, but he says, I know what needs to change. I know what needs to change. And then the guy who, I don't even remember his name, from Yahoo Sports who had the issue between those two guys, that was accurate. I mean, that was real. That was accurate. And that's the first time I realized, oh my gosh, this is a problem. I mean, you just had to get rid of, but we had other things to worry about, like a terrible contract for Chris Paul and a wink and a nod agreement to get Paul in by any means necessary, which was agreeing to that contract extension and then having to move that contract extension. And then the Russ stuff has just made it worse. And then the Mike D'Antoni quitting, just saying, don't even talk to me about an extension. I don't know if you're going to give me one, but I don't even want one.
That was a public nightmare. That was a nightmare.
I mean, the whole thing with it. It's really become really bad and obvious over the last year and a half. But I had never heard all this stuff about that he wouldn't show up at the Russ had to finally go start the meeting without James. I'd never heard any of this chartering planes to Vegas in the middle of a, you know, when you have a 2 to 3 days off and James would just take off to Vegas. I'd never heard any of that stuff.
No.
Had you?
Nope. No. And here's the deal. Kissing his colon. This was a winning organization. Maybe they had, yeah, we knew James was entitled. We knew he got rid of Kevin McHale. We knew he got rid of Dwight. We knew he got rid of Chris Paul. But here's the thing about Chris Paul is that Chris Paul, his game deteriorated that second year.
He had a really bad year. He had a bad year. He was better the next year, so it didn't deteriorate. He was injured, and he didn't come back properly from the injury, and he wasn't good the second year.
He just wasn't good.
Any way you cut it.
Well, Lamont, he wasn't injured when he was playing. He just didn't come back well.
But Lamont is right about this. The Rockets, the same team that complained about the TNT crew being too mean to them. Yeah, and this is something you want to talk about enabling. James, here's your stat sheet about James and why James should be MVP, which is an individual award, not even a team thing, and that like got hyper-focused on. Daryl Morey hyper-focused it. Then you've got the TNT crew, which you knew old-school cats are not going to be into what James is into, which is partying over championships. I'm not saying James don't want to win, but I'm saying the priorities are a little – I've got people on Twitter.
Well, not only that, but they were crushing him for his defense, yeah. his leadership.
Well, that's real stuff.
I mean, that was real stuff.
That's real stuff.
You're too hard on James. Look at James' thing. No.
Well, but I never had a problem. Listen,
Charles is biased.
I never had a problem
Charles
with,
is biased.
I never had a problem with most of it. I thought Charles, some of it, was over the line about the Rockets in general. But most of the stuff they said never really bothered me that much, except for when they weren't giving the Rockets credit for being good teams at different times. Like, you could tell Charles's bias was really was really bad. Yeah, it was really bad at times. But a lot of the stuff they said, I always thought was fair. I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was fair. I just don't, you just kind of, it's their opinion, you just kind of ignore it. The Rockets have been so thin-skinned and rabbit-eared about it, and I don't understand why
Well, that was Daryl. That was Daryl.
Yeah, but why is he this, like, especially as it pertains to James?
Because Daryl has an ego. Daryl wants the credit. Daryl wants the, you know what? He's the smartest guy in the room. He's always been that way. And how do you possibly challenge his authority? And that's Daryl. I mean, listen, we think James is the best. And oh, by the way, we're going to entitle James. James can do whatever he wants because James is the organization. That's what he created here. That is exactly what. And by the way, if he goes to Philadelphia, I can't wait until they get a hold of him. Until those other teammates go, oh no, we ain't doing this here. I don't know that.
Philadelphia? Yes, they will. He'll create a party culture. Daryl's going to have trouble. And when he doesn't win, the fans in Philadelphia?
Oh my God.
It ain't going to be like in Houston where we all get our thunder sticks and bang them for you and like it's going to be okay. That ain't going to be that way in Philly.
No. And we'll see because Michael Jordan caught it during the NBA Finals or during the Eastern Conference Finals, going and playing in the casino all night long before the game, and Michael sucked that next game or whatever. Michael caught it. We'll see if they don't follow James after this stuff. If Philadelphia, the media doesn't follow James and go, oh, look what James is doing. James is turning himself into TMZ fodder. He is just going to be TMZ fodder now, especially if he goes to Philadelphia. He'll be even bigger and a bigger star and more newsworthy. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to see James squirming because he's getting followed everywhere he goes by TMZ. He don't want none of that. James, that's what I'm saying. James, you're so dumb. You got it so good here. You ain't getting treated like this anywhere else. And especially if you don't have your whoopee, Daryl Morey, constantly stroking your ego and constantly letting you do whatever you want to do, you are going to have to actually be a teammate. How's that going to go, James? How's that going to go for you? You really want this? Watch what you ask for, James.
Yeah.
You really want to go and have Kevin Durant the star while you sit there and watch Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving?
Do you want James to stay?
I don't give a rat's ass if James stays.
You don't?
Nope.
I'd rather get something. But I felt this way before any article. I mean, after the season was over, I want to move James as a commodity. I would rather move him and get stuff in return. Now, I don't want to take a Texans trade. I'm not interested in a Bill O'Brien value trade. I want a trade, and I like that Rafael Stone has sat tight and not done anything yet. I think that's good. He's playing the poker he needs to play. Ultimately, I don't know if he has a hand that is going to pay off. Ultimately, I don't know that he has that. Because the reputation for James, look, James had a reputation. Guys around the league know there's a reason that everyone's not pining for a guy who scores about 40 a game.
No, and can't wait to be here. No, who wants to come here? And now you see the guys, as soon as you're here for a year with James, you can't play with him anymore. James don't want you there. And I can't play with him anymore. So, it's real that guys don't want to play with James. I mean, that joke about Giannis not picking James in the All-Star, I don't want to play with a guy who doesn't pass the ball. It's real. It's real. And, oh, by the way, well, Tom Town says, oh, listen, Jordan Atlantic City, maybe NBA stars don't think this is out of the ordinary. Holding up planes, going to Vegas.
I'm sure Jordan
Michael
had some of that
golfing
stuff
during the playoffs. You had Kobe in Colorado. Look up the Atlanta Gold Club.
Kawhi keeping the team flight waiting because he's coming from San Diego. So even Kawhi, of all people, does it.
Well,
on a regular basis, though?
Well, heard the clip.
That's the problem.
Is it
all the time?
But the Jordan Atlantic City thing in the playoffs is we do let him get away with that because that's really not something that should be happening.
He didn't get away with it. No, he got a lot of scrutiny over it.
Because somebody saw him there and wrote an article.
Right.
And that was also considered a no-no probably that you're not supposed to say that about Mike. I mean, a lot of writers in Chicago, I'm sure, buried some stuff on Mike.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys were crediting Rafael Stone. Well, he, for holding on, you know what? One alleged disgruntled star is off the market. Makes James more attractive. If you want him, Giannis is now going to be in Milwaukee. So James becomes a bigger option for a team like allegedly Miami, who thought Giannis was a guy who could possibly come there. Now Giannis is off the board, and maybe they up their offer because Giannis ain't coming.
You think this article helps, though? Do you think every general manager? Oh, I can't wait to get that guy.
Yeah, the James Miami.
So he can go to Vegas in between games.
Yeah, the James Miami thing is weird to me because I said before he is the complete opposite of what they promote as far as what they want as a player, and they didn't even bend to LeBron's will. Like LeBron had some things he wanted, and they're like, no, you can come here and play, but we're not going to do what you want.
Yeah, Pat Riley ain't letting this go on.
Yeah, so
no,
it just seems like a weird fit.
Yep. So, well, maybe they just saying, James, guess what? Stuff changes here. You ain't that James no more. Guess what? We ain't kissing your ass the whole time you're here. Sorry. That's not how we work here. All right, 757 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little bit about Craig Day Serf.
Yes, he is I think Danish in origin. Des Serf. I don't even know what that accent sounds like. I just know this. You're the one who is going to benefit from that crazy Danish man and what he's doing with the prices. They have employee pricing right now. It's not a dime over what the actual employees at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC pay. And that's, you know, there's all kinds of vehicles that they all have the employee pricing. And what you get is cashback allowance on a lot of the vehicles in stock on 20. And I'm not talking about just the 2020s. I mean, there's 2021s that have employee pricing available for you. And so this is your chance to really make out at the end of the year with the best deal that we've seen all year long, the best programs that we've seen all year long. And that includes deep discounts and cashback allowances on the Chevy Silverado. That includes the Buick Encore and the Buick Enclave. This is going to the Chevy Traverse. I mean, awesome, awesome cars. There's a great, they've really done a great job of building back up their inventory that they have in stock. And when you go to LanceZCars.com, not only can you see the inventory, but you can see a lot of the specials, and a lot of the programs that they have available to you regarding, you know, the employee pricing. So make sure you stop by there and you check out the entire inventory with my good friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa. You're listening to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet.